BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's real funny. It's like nostalgic when I look across and I see the homie Bill Bellamy in the building. Yo, right now.
Hey, brother from another mother. I mean, you know, this has been a long friendship, cousinship, partnership of sorts. But you have stepped your game all the way up, Orlando.
Man, stop it.
Let me just stop be it. All the way. Let's be all the way real. Can we give credit? Can we
white chocolate? Please do, because he's white done a
chocolate.
Great job.
White chocolate.
Yes,
can we say
chocolate.
That?
You remember.
White chocolate.
Okay.
In the building. Orlando has done kind of slimmed up. Yeah. Done got us, like, he done got your swag up a little bit.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to live life.
Like, teeth super white. When he smile, you hear the ping. And then I come in here, not only is the environment sexy, we got bottles.
Yes.
Oh, man, come on. It's Father of a Side. It's Father's Day for everybody.
Oh, man, listen to this, man. We got some Bel Air. Shout out to DJ Khaled.
Yeah, man. Khaled sent the whole case life today.
That's
man.
How to celebrate life.
Celebrate life, because his album just dropped at midnight,
What's the name of his new album?
Father of a Side.
Of course.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Dedication.
Like
legendary.
Father of a Side. I told him, man. Now, it feels, though, because the music is dropped, it feels like it's reminiscent of MTV Jams. Because he was my connect for all things new. It was official. Until you went home and saw Bill on TV the new Khaled is out.
But they don't do it like that no more. I literally had this conversation 3 days ago. I'm at the dog park, right?
Yeah.
Do you know Gavin Rossdale from Bush?
Yeah, from Bush.
So,
Glycerin.
Like, we go back that far, right? Wow. So I said, Gav, can you believe how different it is now? Where you guys used to spend all this money to do a video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would spend like $500,000 to a million. Michael Jackson was the only one spending like $3 or $4 million for a video.
With real movie directors.
Yeah. But I'm saying the average video back then was probably from $250,000 to $500,000.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I don't even know if a video's out.
Right. Or they
shoot
it with their
phone. Chris Brown. I got to follow. Right. Like, they shoot it on their phone.
Yeah.
They shoot it on Instagram.
Yeah, for real. They ain't doing it for the gram.
This is live.
Yeah. One take, bitches. We going live.
Let me tell you how funny life is now, right? Compared to, like, MTV is equivalent to social media now, right?
Yeah,
okay. So case in point, right? I never forget this. I wake up one morning. And there's helicopters over my house. Like, there's one over my house, and there's a couple of, and it's like helicopters. When you're in California, whenever there's a helicopter, it's always a problem.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know if OJ did something again. You know, I know I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of celebrities, so I know somebody did
something.
Yeah. So I go on Instagram. Chris Brown is like, y'all know why all these helicopters over my house? He was like, I ain't even do nothing. He was on Instagram Live. So I'm watching him watch the helicopters. I was like, yo.
Once they sit down, you're like, yo. Chris, they got me.
I was like, yo, you good? I guess he had somebody
was at the house. Yeah, and they said he had pulled the gun.
Yeah,
I remember that.
But he was like, it wasn't really me. And,
right.
You know, everybody blame everything on Chris Brown. Like, Chris Brown can't do everything.
Right.
I mean, you can't. Like, you got to pick another. Pick Bobby Brown or James Brown. Like, they always make it seem like Chris Brown do everything.
Right. Like on SVU, when they put them pictures up on the board,
yes.
It's just one picture. Right. Chris Brown. We starting there.
He did everything.
He did it all.
Like, recently he had the whole monkey situation.
Somebody gave him a monkey.
Right, and then he had no paperwork. Now,
come on, though.
When the last time you had paperwork for a monkey?
Right. Never.
I don't even know. You gotta. If you gave me a giraffe right now, I don't know. I gotta go. I don't know if I gotta go somewhere and get a giraffe license.
Yeah, you gotta get it notarized.
You gotta have some paperwork. You can't just have it running around. Like, come on.
Having no giraffe up in here.
Hey man, so I saw you on. on live, speaking of live, I saw you on and your daughter was learning how to drive.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Yo,
so,
it's crazy.
I mean, is it stressful though? Because like you seem calm, like you was
out. I'm cool, but I'm not.
Really?
Because you got to be like, okay, you know, you have to imagine her staying calm, but, you know, it could be a problem if she do something crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Like, for instance, right, this is hilarious, because you don't want to go, slow down.
Yeah.
So hit the brakes.
So we driving, and I was like, yo, you could park right here. So just pull in. She was going too. She was hot. Mm. She was going too fast. Uh-huh. I was like, slow down. She was like, I was like, I was like, now, do you understand you was about to run the car up on the curb? She was like, I thought I was.
I thought I was.
I was like, if I was sitting in this car, the whole rim is broke.
Wow.
Because they don't know all the little stuff.
Right.
Like, she knows, like, how to drive, pull out, turn. But, like, reading the offense, I told her it's like reading the situation.
Right. It can change.
So I said, listen, most people in your generation is on the phone. So assume they don't see you.
Right.
Just always be defensive. Don't go, oh, this lady gonna let me by.
Right.
No, she's not. She don't see you.
She don't even see you.
Because she's trying to post on Facebook.
You know what I mean? Taking selfies.
But it is absolutely a landmark moment. Like, you know, with your kids. Like, if you have a kid, teaching your daughter or your son how to drive is one of those moments you want to have. Because it's just a bonding moment. They'll never forget it because you're there with them. And, you know, now it's like their gateway to their independence. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I thought you going on live would have freaked her out because like she was driving and then you started talking to all us and we being nosy.
Yes.
So now she's like, I got a damn audience of 30,000 watching me drive and he's supposed to be concentrating on me.
Yo, but what's so crazy, what I found out is through, you know, trial and error, people like those kind of moments.
Yes.
Because I did it the first time kind of like, I don't know if this is cool or whatever. Then I saw all the different people like, yo, man, that's dope. You know, oh, my God, I can't wait to teach my daughter or my son. Or, man, my son tore my truck up. You know, you know, you always get every version of it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Hey, Bill, like all of our first cars were all tore up. They were beaters. I'm going to assume a New Jersey dude like you.
Beater, bro.
Yeah. Is your daughter going to have a nice first car, or does she have to go through the struggle?
Oh, my God. She has no struggle, bro.
No struggle at all?
No, man. That's what's the problem.
Life.
Like, that is her car. She's a brand new, like, Audi, you know,
Q5.
Nice.
Oh,
wow.
Okay, that's how we doing it.
I was like, your car got a backup camera?
You had one of your homies back there. He had a backup.
Hey, yo, we good?
We good.
My bad, dog. I tried to tell you, man. I tried to tell you, dog.
What was yours? First one. First car.
My first car was a beater, for real. Let me fix my headphone. My first car was a Ford Falcon 1969.
Ooh. I'm looking
it cost
that up
$150.
Right now. That was it.
What?
Listen.
$150.
It was a $150 car. What could possibly be hot?
Oh,
with a
wow.
100.
What year?
Look how ugly it is.
No, it's not. It was it rusty or?
Look at that car.
Did you keep it clean?
That's all
bad.
I could do.
You just kept it clean.
Like, I could pull a chick until they saw my car.
Yeah. You gotta see this.
Oh, wow. Good. Look at it.
It looked like a $150 car.
Don't it? It wasn't a Camaro. It wasn't like a GTO. It wasn't like nothing that you could say, yo, this is like a muscle car or whatever.
Like
it
that.
Was just a Falcon.
Yeah.
I never forget, I met this cutie, man. I was and you know, the walk to the parking lot is always a doozy when you got a messed up car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you good if you like, yo, baby, you need a ride or whatever. You know, you on your smooth stuff if your car hot.
Yeah, if it ain't.
So she's like, so why are we standing
by this homeless man's car?
Is your car somewhere close? I was like, it's right behind you. She's like, no. Oh, my God. I gave you my number. I was like, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? This is my first ride. It was $150. But I'm going to be a star one day.
Exactly.
One day I'm going to have one day I'm gonna be a boss. She was like, well, call me when you get
call me one day.
When you get boss status.
But that helped you get game, though.
Yeah.
Because the car didn't sell it. You had to sell past the car.
That's what I like about, you know, old school. You know what I mean? We really, really had to know how to talk to a female.
Yes.
There was no, you know, filters. You know, like, you know how you can make somebody look better on Snapchat and all this stuff? Like, they got cheating games now. We learned the hard way. Like, you had to be able to go over there and have conversation.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I just hope, I'm going to give you a perfect example. I was just hosting them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A show this weekend with Keith Sweat.
Uh-huh.
Tank.
Oh, see.
Eric Benet and Music Soul Child.
Oh,
and let me tell you the difference in music, right? Because this their R&B is in the pocket, but it was in 90s.
Yeah.
Like literally 90s. 90s R&B was romantic on the low. They wasn't saying nasty stuff.
They were saying
it. But they were saying it, but they wasn't saying it.
Right.
Like, they was, let me lick you up and down till you say stop. Like, right. You're like, okay, well, that's not bad. Yeah. That's not
like they're licking something serious.
It's sexy.
Not that, right, it's sexy. You
sounds
know?
Like it.
Do me, baby. Oh, just like that. Like, yeah. They're like, okay, they was talking about it, but they wasn't saying it. Now we like, pop, pop. Pop that, pop. Like we vulgar now.
We listing even, body parts.
I had to call Chris Brown. What I said, Chris, what are you doing? This undecided.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Why you got to put the P word in?
Right.
It just threw me off.
Right.
Cause it's da 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 da. And you're like, oh man, I'm about to skip. You know, it make you want to skip.
Flowers are blooming.
Flowers are blooming. You see hummingbirds, and then he said, the pee pee boom boom boom.
Shocking.
Y'all, Bill is in the building. I'm going to use him because we're going to educate the youngins.
Yes.
Okay.
Because she told me something.
Oh,
I brought that, and I'm only bringing this up because he's sitting here.
Yes.
Now, I explained to her to do something with her husband. She told me no.
Okay.
We had a whole show about it where she's like, no. He says this morning, dude, I learned so much from this show that I'm like, I'm now going to use Bill as an associate professor.
All right.
Okay. And we're going to talk about what you said that you did.
Because
you took my advice.
This
no, we ain't
private.
Doing it off the air.
No,
we're
this was
right
a private
back.
Combo.
No, it ain't private. We having it in front of Bill, who you almost didn't wear underwear for this morning.
And she never told us.
We're telling all the business.
I like your attitude.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Bill Bellamy's in the building doing his thing at the Improv all weekend long.
Yeah.
813-864-4000. Get in on those tickets now. It's always an affair because Bill's going to take you through. Ladies tend to come see Bill heavy.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
They tend to know he's coming.
Right, thank you.
He posts up, hey, I'm coming to Tampa. All the ladies like, oh, I'm going. Oh, girl. Mm-hmm. And they start tagging
him. Yeah,
they
start tagging him.
Much different vibe. It's like, that's why I kind of hate this pretty
much. I do. You know, you got it. You know what? You got to take care of the ladies
gotta
at
hate
the end
Bill.
Of the day.
You
have
Bill.
To, man. What you going to do if you don't have no ladies in this world, man?
Bill is
it's
a dude
boring
that you
place.
Dap ain't up. It. You pull in. You give him a pound. You hug him like, yo, I hate George.
And you know what's funny when people come to my shows and they girl dudes we with their girl and it's funny they do it I don't know if they do it on purpose but they always go yo that's my wife
it's mine
yeah that's my baby
right
we got two kids man
give her back
like I'm a vampire like I'm a biter and she's gonna be gone like nah I ain't going nowhere bro you
now,
good you
now
good.
Everybody know your romantic side we've seen it in the movies
yes.
We've seen it played out mm-hmm. And it's all your comedy's always spoke to it. So let me tell you, I put these young Thundercats on to something.
Oh,
okay.
Lord,
I told her, I said, Meredith, here's what you need to do for your man. Because her man goes through hell. She talks about you. Like, she almost didn't wear panties this morning because you was coming.
Yeah.
Like, he hears these things
but
on
he
the
understands.
Air. He understands. But he's like, but, damn, dude, I got to go to work and get pressure because now I heard you admitting yeah. stuff on the radio.
Right.
You know, Joe Coy and his sucking her toes.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. Hey,
but he little, though. He was right there.
He
was at toe height. He was at toe height.
So I told her, I said, do him a favor. I'm like, draw him a bath.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put your man, walk him in the house, walk him in, put him in a bathtub, and I want you to bathe him. She's like, get it right, and then get it pop. I'm like, no. no sexual.
Right.
Right. Clean him up. Head to toe.
Be on some cool stuff. Right. That's fly.
And then she, her whole thing was, what, his butt? I got to do his butt? I'm like, no, you got to do his whole body. Yeah, like, yeah. Wash him down like a kid. Wash him down. You know?
Yeah, he'll take care.
So she argued me. Chicks called up like, yo, that's disgusting. I'd never, my man would never let me do that.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, so what did you admit to me before Bill walked in?
All right, like an hour ago, we were talking about it. And yeah, 3 or 4 days after that, I made a bath for him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Put him in the bathtub.
Okay. Talk that talk.
There, I mean, I didn't do the whole washing, but I started with the shoulders.
Yeah,
and then
make
I let
it
him.
Yes. Give you a little sponge on
yes.
him.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I, that's cool, man.
A little lathering going yeah. on. And you know what? He really appreciated it. He stayed in there for like 30 minutes, an hour, just to chill and unwind. It
See
worked
there?
Out really well.
That's
so
what I'm
thank
saying.
You very much for that.
Man, why did you never tell us about this?
Because yeah. I was embarrassed. Why? And I don't want y'all to why know you're right all the time.
Yo, but I'm saying, you know what? You know what's fly about that? That is, it, you're saying it without saying how you feel about him.
Yeah.
That's what's fly. You know what I mean? Because it's really uncomfortable for a dude to be like, yo, you want me to sit in this water?
Right. That's why I thought it would never happen.
Nah,
like,
but
would
once
never
he got in
that.
There, he was like, damn, boo, you really care.
Yes. Yeah.
And you throw, you know, here's a grape. Throw a little grape in his mouth.
All right. Yeah.
That's nice. Little seedless grape.
Next. It works well.
You start massaging him. Now he start easing down in the water.
Right.
Yeah. But then you got to let him hit it after that.
Though. Yeah.
You got to turn. But, pop that.
But you know he's clean. That's right. What you done cleaned
yeah,
him
and then
up.
If you wash his booty, you know. Now you know the booty clean.
I'm really mad about that. Nah. I think any woman should be comfortable cleaning a man up.
But it's weird.
From the rooter to the tooter.
It's weird. He's laying in the bathtub. There's bubbles. I just, you know, did his shoulder. We're chilling, not me in the bathtub, but just him. And then I have to ask him to stand up so I can, like, wash there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That, why not, though?
Don't
that's
get
a good
it.
Part. You know why he's smiling? Because he has stood up before.
Yeah, I stand right there, too.
Attention.
You missed my ball. The left one always dirty. Thank you very much.
We done had a shower thing this morning because did you see what Taylor Swift said to mm-hmm. Ellen? She said, do you like do leg care? What do? Wash your legs extra because your legs are good. And she's like, well, I mean, just like, you know, when you shave them, she's like the shaving cream acts like a soap, right? And Ellen was like,
what?
Yeah.
You think shaving cream is soap?
That's what she thought. She thought just shaving them whenever cleaned her leg. Mm-hmm. So she's like, either you shave your legs every day, which no one does, or your leg's dirty.
Yeah, you dirty.
And the social media went in. They are killing Taylor Swift right now because she got the dirty legs.
She walk around with dirty legs.
So we discussed it in here, and, you know, we all got different, you know, Costa Rica.
Right.
Gary, Indiana.
Duval. Yes.
Schaumburg or whatever over here. So everybody got a different move. So we start talking about our procedures in the shower. We're like, yo, tell her how you hit, like, well, your chest first, blah, 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 blah. We get to this fool who says he got a... I was like, what? She said, I got the loofah. I said, well, I got my wash rag. And right. Obviously, I got my... He said, I got a booty bar.
Well, I got a loofah, too.
He got a booty bar.
Just for his
a
butt.
Booty bar?
Yeah, a bar of soap that's dedicated...
to the booty hole.
To him. Lathering up his hands and then take his hand back there and just get it.
Yeah.
That
yes,
ain't
you know what? No, it's a little weird. Right. It's a little weird, but I'm going to walk you through it. It's a little weird, but it might make sense because you don't want to have the same soap for your booty that you do. So maybe you got one bar over here that's just booty,
right.
Booty bar.
That's booty bar.
Yeah, you know, just this it. Don't put that on your face.
Right.
Maybe.
Don't confuse
is that what
morning.
You mean?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that makes sense.
No, because
you got it. Because you can't wash your booty and then wash your face.
Right.
Well, I mean,
but girls spend the night and they don't know
he
about
don't
the
tell
booty bar.
Tell us the booty bar. The booty girl bar. Going there.
Oh, you let the girls wash their face with the booty bar. I knew I liked you. Girls like, ooh. Mm.
It's your Irish
like
spring.
Lavender booty. I don't know why I smell.
It's a new scent.
I can't even say what I want to say.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.